Eventually, DARPA plans to pit teams of two planes against each other, each team being controlled jointly by a human and an AI. Many air forces hope that one day a single human pilot might even orchestrate, though not micromanage, a whole fleet of accompanying unmanned planes. For this to work, the interaction between human and machine will need to be seamless. Here, as Susie Broadbent, a human factors psychologist at BAE, observes, the video game and digital health industries both have contributions to make. Under her direction, Tempest's engineers are working on adaptive autonomy, in which sensors measure a pilot's sweat, heart rate, brain activity, and eye movement in order to judge whether he or she is getting overwhelmed and needs help. This approach has been tested in light aircraft, and further tests will be conducted next year in Typhoons, fighter jets made by a European consortium that includes BAE. Ms. Broadbent's team is also experimenting with novel ways to deliver information to a pilot, from a Twitter-like feed to an anthropomorphic avatar. People think the avatar option might be a bit ridiculous, says Ms. Broadbent, who raises the spectre of Clippy, a famously irritating talking paperclip that harangued users of Microsoft Office in the 1990s and 2000s. Actually, think about the information we get from each other's faces. Could a calming voice or smiling face help? Getting humans to trust machines is not a formality. Mr. Colosimo points to the example of an automated weather information service introduced on aircraft 25 years ago. There was some resistance from the test pilots in terms of whether they could actually trust that information, as opposed to radioing through to air traffic control and speaking to a human. Surrendering greater control requires breaking down such psychological barriers. One of the aims of Alpha Dogfight, says Mr. DeMay, was to do just that, by bringing pilots together with AI researchers and letting them interact. Unsurprisingly, more grizzled stick jockeys tend to be set in their ways. The older pilots, who grew up controlling the radar angle, see this sort of technology as a threat, says Colonel Javasek. The younger generation, the digital natives that are coming up through the pipeline, trust these autonomous systems. That is good news for DARPA, perhaps less so for Colonel Javasek. These things that I'm doing can be rather hazardous to one's personal career, the 43-year-old officer observes, given that the people who make decisions on what happens to me are not the 25-year-olds. They tend to be the 50-year-old ones.